This being Palm Sunday, our scripture reading will be from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. You'll find it on page 1117 in the Pew Bible. This is a triumphal entry, and Luke emphasizes Jesus' glory as the King. He exercises royalty. He summons his mount, and it is sovereignly provided to him. And then we have the wonderful theme as he's coming down the Mount of Olives towards the city. His disciples start laying their cloaks in front of the Lord Jesus. Now, the Gospels sometimes use the word disciple in a fairly loose sense. This is undoubtedly one of those occasions. And yet, there would have been a good number of them who realized this was the true this was the Messiah. This was the divine Davidic king coming into his inheritance. Imagine what it would have meant for them to take off their garment and lay it at the feet of Jesus as he came on the donkey, the royal mount, into the city. Well, how we, as we read it, ought to find our hearts lifted up in the fulfillment of God's promises, and yet we know that the people, by and large, would reject him. The next passage shows Jesus weeping over hard-hearted, unbelieving Jerusalem. And then the Pharisees, the leaders who should have been keeping the word of God for his coming, they complained it was wrong for Jesus to get this kind of praise. Well, what a remark Jesus gave them at the end. He says, no, actually, if they were silent, the stones themselves, they would cry out. And as Christians, how it breaks our heart that Jesus is not given the glory that he deserves, but we look forward to the new creation, when not just the stones and the rocks, but the entirety of the renewed cosmos will sing forth in ceaseless praise to its King. Well, let us have that adoration in our hearts as we read of the Palm Sunday entry of Jesus in God's holy, inerrant word. Beginning at verse 28, and when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? You shall say this, the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent away and went away and found it just as he told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, why are you untying the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.